Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, don't even tell me the music's not going to play. Hang on, we're getting the music here.
I didn't find any gods, in case you were wondering. I was out there all day, and not a damn one. Thing is, I had a gun. I was going to use it to kill Negan. I was ready to. And if I had done it like I planned to, Negan would be dead right now. And yeah, maybe I'd be dead too, but who gives a damn? Eugene would still be here. Olivia would still be alive. Spencer would still be alive. And now they're gone. And I'm here because I was stupid enough to listen to you.
And don't listen to Father Gabriel. How many times I tell you don't listen to your priest?
I'm sorry, man, but hearing that track right now, I can see him like on a bed, just two of them. I mean, it kind of got a little sexy there. I'm sorry. And the music, it got me in some kind of special mood. I'm sorry. I never thought about it until right now. That was pretty hot.
It is working pretty good. Hey, and I got to say, my first reaction after seeing this thing when I got to the end of this episode was I thought it was a boring episode. I rewatched it today to kind of get my notes sharp for today for this podcast. Oh, by the way, this is motherfucking Ross over here in Los Angeles.
And you got yourself here, Tony Lamar, out here in Austin, Texas.
But I want to say that I was thinking, man, this is a boring episode. I went back and watched it, and I found there was actually two scenes, and one of the scenes, I have to say, is within my top five, maybe even top two of favorite scenes ever. And I have to, and we'll get to this in just a little bit, but this episode was better than I thought it was. I'm glad I gave it a second look.
That's why I didn't say anything, because I talked to you halfway through the show. I asked you, where are you? And you're all talking about, this is a boring blah, blah, blah. And I didn't say nothing. I kept my mouth shut. I was like,
it's still a boring episode. That whole Rick Michonne thing was stupid. It was lame. It was tired. I get it. They got all the people that are bitching, there's not enough zombies. So they got to put more zombies in. But
what happened?
Well, no, I'm just saying. I don't. You know. But what were your thoughts on the show?
I thought, again, I call it one of those episodes where they're just trying to milk it a little bit, but it was actually a good milking, if I could say that.
It wasn't bad. I liked the opening montage of Rick and Michonne scavenging and fucking and then scavenging and then fucking. Sooner or later, Carl's going to have another sibling to deal with, you know.
Yeah, well, that's for season
8. Apparently,
Judith
needs a sister.
Oh, yeah. We need some more kids in The Walking Dead. We got to start plowing each other. That's what we started.
Hey, the moral of The Walking Dead is keep having kids because people are dying off, man. I'll tell you that.
Somehow, right, life finds a way.
Now, question for you. Did they kill the golfers or did they just steal their ship?
That is a very good question, and I would say yes, they did take him out.
Okay.
I'm saying they took him out. I don't know if I was trying to set up for a joke. I'm sorry, but...
No, I'm not. There's no joke there. Honestly, I was like, because the thing about our group is they typically are the good guys. They're not running around killing people for their stuff just to get their stuff. Even the hitchhiker a couple seasons ago, they waited until the walkers got him, and then they took his stuff. You know what I mean? So
that's true. They did. Sure,
you know, so they're not bad guys. They're more indifferent in certain situations, you know, which I'm okay with that. And if they left those guys with nothing, well, you know, they should have had somebody on watch, clearly. You know what I mean?
Maybe that's the point. Because, I mean, maybe think about that. Maybe those guys are really cool, you know, and they just took them out and, you know, they could have brought some good stuff to good fortune. I don't know. I just think at this time and age, I don't have time to mess around. I don't have time to find out. You're on your own.
Yeah, you know? And you certainly don't have time to be golfing.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you have right privileges, even in zombie apocalypse, I'm sure.
Apparently, yeah. You certainly wouldn't have seen T-Dog golfing, I'll tell you that.
Nope.
You know, at first I'm like, the golfers, they came up on the lost guys, you know. But
well, that's so funny. When I heard the swing, I said, that's not like a golf club. Not that I play golf, but
you know the sound
obvious.
Of a golf club swing, you know.
Yeah, I was a caddy. You know my people.
Hey, I've watched enough Caddyshack to know the sound of a golf club swing when I hear it. But Rosita stitching up her own face—that is a good skill to have. Stitch yourself up because
that's wife material.
the hospitals are closed. What are you going to do? Somebody's going to have to do it.
But she's got a little attitude. Like, do you really think? I'm sorry, I got a little irritated with her because, like, you're not a one woman army. Okay, you go there, guns blazing. You know, I think she says, like, I just want to kill him. That doesn't help. That doesn't help the problem.
Right.
Even if she's successful.
You're exasperating the problem because now it's like you're killing the queen of the colony, you know, and now the ants are just going to go nuts. And they're not going to be. Yeah, they're not going to. Right now, they're on a chain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Negan's got him on the leash. He dies. There ain't nobody holding that leash anymore.
And that's the part I don't think she doesn't see. She's so blinded with rage that you took my man or, you know, all that kind of stuff, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But enough to say, I'm going to risk it all just to settle my nerves, even though I may die. She even knows that she may die. But, you know, the rest of the people got paid for your freaking freak out session, whatever. Now, because you got your little vengeance, now the rest of them have to pay with you, you know, because you let, we got one person to deal with. Now we got a bunch of loose, a whole bunch of different loose cannons now. It doesn't help with the problem.
No, and you're right. And when she was complaining about now, you know, that Eugene is gone. Well, Eugene is gone because you took a shot at the almost called him the governor. You took a shot at Negan because, you know, you were overzealous. You weren't being, if she would have been more careful and methodical, she might have been able to do something in that moment.
You bring a good point. How come nobody brings this up? You know, it's your fault that Eugene, he was here.
They took Negan because you fired at him.
Yeah.
If you would have had a little more patience, which is what everybody's asking you to have, he would still be here.
It seems like we all want him taken out, but we are not prepared to do that.
Right. And that's why Rick's so smart about it. Let's get this large group. Let's get as many people as we can because it's bigger than just taking down Negan. You got Negan, you got to take his followers. Some of his followers will turn on him, but some of his followers will be pretty fucking loyal. You know what I mean?
Because they like how things are, and this is how I like it under Negan's rule. The people on top of the food chain benefit from this lifestyle. That's why they benefit from
lifestyle. But people also tend to be passive, and some of those people that are in the shit of it, they're just like, look, I might be in the shit of it, but at least I'm not out there.
Yeah, well, it's like their own little mini government and their civilians, you know. Exactly. So you just take out the military part of it, and the civilians are gonna. Hey, I just want to live life, man. You know what? Hey, I was cool under this rule. If you got a better plan, hey, I'm all for it.
Right, but if you're just coming to shake shit up, well, we don't want shit shaking up.
Yeah, we don't need that issue. You know? We don't need an issue here.
Completely.
The series is still doing well. I'm fine with it, but you're right. Every so often, you need an episode with a bunch of zombies, and you know what? Hey, we got a little Left 4 Dead nod in this episode, in my opinion.
I'm with it.
And you think about this for a minute, man. You take the same episode, and I knew they're going to touch on that, but you see the cockiness of both. Michonne and Rick during this whole thing. You know, I'll take eight. You know, this, and they're really cool about it, handling it right. And they wouldn't do that a couple of years ago because they know how to deal with zombies. So they can look at this crowd like we can work it slowly. We can take them all out and then we can get all the guns. You know,
but, that banter between them was painful. Oh, was it painful, man? I don't mind them going into the thing to go and fight these walkers. But it was just so.
What are you referring? Like, what are you talking about? What banter?
Oh, you know, we can do this. Oh, I know we can. It was so.
Oh.
It was so uncharacteristic of those two characters, and that was
the cockiness. It was just them being cocky, in my opinion. Yeah. I don't think you need it. I think they should show that they're sharp. They got a plan they need to do.
To start with, if Rick hasn't learned by now, you don't chase deer. Last time he chased deer, Carl got shot. Stay the fuck away from deer, okay? Will you just do that for a little bit, please?
I'm glad you brought the deer up. You know, that's some of the things people are bitching about this episode is how fake the deer.
Oh, the looked. CGI was bad, dude. It was bad. It looked like I expected it to blink and turn into static for a quick second. You know what I mean?
I totally agree, but at the same time, it's a zombie show. You would think they could spend an extra $10 to make a little. You know, maybe it was a guy's first time doing it. I have no idea.
Regardless, the deer was unnecessary. The deer was only there so they could do the stupid false thing of that Rick got ate. And I knew Rick didn't get ate. It's like that episode of Happy Days where Richie Cunningham was in the hospital for the whole episode and they did flashback clips.
Dude,
and the whole time we're supposed to be worried that he was going to die. At 6 years old, I knew Richie Cunningham wasn't going to die.
I cried, dude. I felt it. I really felt it.
But I did like Rick playing cop where he was kind of, he's checking out the rounds, he's kind of getting the scene, you know, an idea of what happened there. While he's playing cop, of course, you have Michonne playing soothsayer. There was something bad here once.
Duh, this whole place
This carnival has many hearts.
I thought it'd be cool to see some people up on top of the Ferris wheel. They stayed up there and died.
Well, there was one guy that was stuck in the ticket booth.
That is
true.
How the
fuck did that happen? I mean, even if you got bit, wouldn't you have come out of the ticket booth to die?
Eventually, unless he locked himself in there. But I don't know.
That was so weird that he was just in there. He's just like, I'm just in the booth.
But think about that. That's one place you don't want the zombie apocalypse to happen. There is nowhere safe. I can't think of anything. Trailers. There's nothing good there. You know, warehouse maybe.
Unless you can get to the top of the Ferris wheel and then the food runs out. And what do you do?
And then the heat, yeah, the sun, weather. Dude, that sucks.
There's no good places there. You're absolutely right.
This is not a good place. This is supposed to be a happy place. Now it's a terrible zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, and now so Rick and Michonne, now they're walking across this rooftop, standing way too close together. Haven't they, again, haven't they learned that the world is decaying? Standing right next to each other, all that weight in one spot. They should have known what was going to happen. However, when they did fall through the roof and they're laying on the debris and everything below, I was expecting them to fuck again. I don't know why. I just Now, all the meals ready to eat. Would you have brought that shit back? I don't want Negan to have any of that. This stuff will stay here until we come back. After we deal with Negan.
I don't think they're going to give Negan all that stuff. I don't think they will. I think because Rick is now not in that mood. He's going to give him enough to think, hey, we're doing what we can, and that's it. You know, they're like, bitch. But the thing is, it's a different. I don't know. He may not even give it to him. Who knows? You know?
They are definitely not giving the macaroni and cheese with the chili in it. That is not going to be given to Negan.
No,
I promise.
No, that's not going to happen this week.
And if there was any chocolate pudding, that was.
But I think the episode again. It's not the comp. It's the comp. The Eye Before the Throne. Whatever they call it. I don't know this.
Well, but it did have a few good scenes. Everybody got their meat. I love the little scene, the dinner scene between Rick and Michonne, where they're kind of eating, getting their strength up. They're gonna have a good night's sleep before going after the rambling wreck of the carny folk. You know.
Yeah.
And the only thing though is that carny morning folk. Shit. Your morning shit is going to attract walkers. I don't care. They're going to smell that. That's not going to work out for you.
Where'd you come up with this stuff, dude? That's not even cost
well,
my
watching,
mind.
I'm watching them eating. They're eating. They're going to sleep. Come on, let's follow this down the line. You wake up 6 to 8 hours later. You got to take a shit. Especially if there's any coffee in that stuff. You know.
I guess so.
All I'm thinking. I don't know. But okay, so let's move on to. What do you think? President Rick, the Michonne of China, you'll be the new leader.
I don't think he wants it anymore. Neither
did George Washington, but he took it anyway because he needed to be good.
Even if I was in that position, someone's not going to like what I'm going to do. I mean, it's not that I'm going to be following the leaders, but you're just asking to be taken down, man. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing.
Well, okay. Well, I think she was talking bigger picture, but I get it. How about President Michonne?
I can deal with that. I can deal with that.
I'll take whatever.
If she'll just order any kind of discussion, she's going to bring her blade. Like,
yeah, I'm
going to
say, hey, Mama, you just order me around. I'll do whatever you say.
She's
well, next generation, what about President Carl?
Carl.
Hey, I don't know. One-eyed president, man, after the zombie apocalypse, that's badass.
This is you're assuming they're going to win. That's all.
I'm just throwing shit out there. They're the ones talking about leadership. Okay, President President Daryl Dixon.
Who would be the worst out of everybody? Who would be
out of everybody? Fucking President Father Gabriel. Oh my God, did he do this much? But I love that scene between him and Rosita tonight. Oh my God, yeah. Did I love what he was doing there? He's finally Father Gabrieling.
he was being a priest. He was actually giving up. But it's like the fact they said, "You're here talking. You came in here. You know you did."
Yeah, exactly. She's like, "You tell everybody how to live." He goes, "No, just the ones that come here like you did." Oh, I loved it. I loved every bit of that scene.
You can't say anything. Yep, just walk out. There's nothing. I'm done. Drop the mic.
Yeah,
drop the mic.
And he's great. He's like, "What are you doing to make what happens next come true? Like, what are you doing? You've got your life now. Okay, what now?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love it, man. I love that he's going to be the catalyst for her to go in and join up with Sasha to do this thing. Maybe it's a bad choice, but man, I think that just the fact that he pushed her to do this, he's starting to find his place, and I love it.
And that's why he just sealed his death right there in that scene there.
That's very true. He could go the way of all the other moral compasses with Dale and Herschel.
You do
and
one good deed and you're done, dude. Yeah. One per lifetime, and you just, all right, this is the one you're going to do? Okay, you're dead in the next episode. He ain't going to finish the season, man. He's not
going
to finish.
I don't know. I think he's going to get out of this season. I think he's going out next season. But that's my prediction. We'll see what happens. We'll see who's right. We always do this. But I loved also the concept where they were saying, you know, that what was the line? Negan ordered the world his way. You know, I loved – there were so many meaty lines tonight in the show.
Uh-huh.
And I love that what they're doing. Again, the Walker – you know, Carnage stuff was tired. It's just, it wasn't interesting to me. Everything else about the episode, I actually really did enjoy. I liked Tara's heart to heart with Judith.
Yeah. Yep. That was pretty cool.
What that showed me more than anything, she's got nobody to turn to. You know what I mean? She has nobody to even talk to about this problem. And to the point when she comes up to Rick at the end and says, "We got to talk." Oh, fuck. You know what I mean?
We got some new vaginas coming up in the house. Oh, no.
Well, I'm hoping that she leads towards what she's saying. They need to join us. We need to figure out a way to talk to them into joining us. But how do you do it where you can't even approach? Because she's right. They're going to open fire. How do you do it? How do you get in there? And I love that. And the fact that she's talking to Rick to help to make a plan for that. I'm excited what comes next with them.
That's the next episode. See, now after that, they may have more guns they're not talking about. That's my prediction. I think they're going to get arrested with those people.
Most likely.
They need more.
I would doubt if they'd repeat tonight's episode, maybe this week's episode. I mean,
yeah, I don't think they're going to find. I mean, they're not going to go out looking around for weapons. I think the rest of the weapons are going to be with those women.
Completely.
It just makes sense. There's no.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just unless some freaking airplane falls down with Oh my goodness! Look, all these weapons we have here. All of a sudden, no, it has to
no,
be there.
No, that. Oh my God, that would be worse than the carnival.
Carnival. It was like a scene from Zelda or some video game. Like, oh look, what did you come across? What's there? Oh, bingo! All the weapons that you need.
Yeah, it's everything like, you possibly need.
And
you know?
Food and bottled
and
water.
Food. But first, you have to fight the walkers.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally.
To get all, and then you can collect your weapons. Yeah,
right. And you could tell that there was going to be a lot of walkers because there was several health up, power ups and ammunition before you arrived. You know, it's exactly like a video game scene. You're right.
Yeah.
And and then you have Rick pulling that walker out of the car one piece at a time.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, when he pulled the foot off, he looked like surprised looking at Michonne, like, what the hell just happened? Like, damn it, again, the foot comes off. I want the whole body to come out. He looked like he was complaining, like, this is ridiculous. This is not supposed
to
happen.
Well, then he pulls off the ass and legs, and then he pulls out the torso. It's like, dude, this is just a piece at a time. But Rick's only mistake in everything he's doing, who the fuck trusts a carny's car to have brakes? It's a fucking carnival, man. They got no brakes. Have you seen how they stop the rides? They got no brakes, man.
They had duct tape and towels.
That's exactly right. You should have never expected that there was going to be brakes on that thing. And you, like, and the thing that's so dumb, if there's no brakes on the car, throw it in reverse. It'll stop. Trust me, it'll stop. Why don't people do that?
I don't know. it's just you know, 101 there. But it was, I will say this, it was really, I like seeing certain shots, and it looks pretty cool. And the shot of them looking down at the car and all the zombies around them, dude, could you imagine that being like the only clip they released, like during the summer, during production? Like, because you see how quick they got out of position, but you just seen them on top of the car. They could have cut it where you barely see that whole, that sunroof, and they're just around. They, you know, I thought that's pretty cool.
Great. It was totally great. And Rick knows how to deal with it. Like you said, he knew to come out through the sunroof. He knows how to deal with that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but in a sense, it's almost like the tank scene. When he was in that tank, he didn't know what the hell to do at the time. He hadn't dealt with walkers in this in this way.
That's good. It's funny you brought that up. Not funny, but it's the first time I think he really talked about his feelings with Glenn. Not, you know, I mean, just it was cool to see. I know we're jumping around a little bit, but since you brought up the tank scene, it's like he brought that back around, you know, that, you know, he was there to help him. But he wasn't there to help Glenn. Dude, that's crazy. I never thought about that, you know? And Glenn helped someone he didn't even know.
He helped him when he had no reason to.
Yeah.
Glenn put himself in danger. He could have gotten killed. Rick could have shot him when he came around the corner. He's like, not dead. He's, you know what I mean? So yeah, you're absolutely right. And the fact that Rick was literally powerless, there was nothing he could have done. All he would have done is got more people killed.
Yeah. And when you think about that for a moment, like, that should have motivated him when he got back and got his bearings, or, you know what, fuck that, that was Glenn. I wouldn't be around, wasn't for him. We're going to take this fucker out now. Tonight, everybody.
Well, that's what I'm kind of surprised by, is that they didn't start planning a little faster. But then again, you know, they were, if you think about it, they were probably numbed by the entire thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that was the whole point. If you think about it, they wouldn't be as, you know what, the show needed that kind of cleansing, lack of a better word, because it's something they all create. Everybody was affected by Glenn. Everybody's cool about, you know, Abraham, but Glenn has been there since from the second episode, pretty much from the very beginning.
Technically, the first episode, you get his voice from the first episode.
That is true. But the thing is that really affected everybody, because he's been around from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, so when he got taken out, it shook everybody up. That's why I think more people reacted to the way he was beaten to death. They couldn't handle it. That's what made that scene so powerful. Now, everybody who felt it was like torture porn. No, it wasn't, dude. It needed to be that brutal so you can understand what the rest of the cast is going through up to this point. They were dumbfounded. Come on, man. Remember I told you a couple episodes back where they were so used to whatever they do, we're going to go. They went against someone they had no clue. They went there without no plan, just because they've been so successful all the time. Oh, we can handle this. Saviors, okay, worry about them. You know?
Right. They ripped through that little compound and realized that wasn't the saviors. That was just this little tiny outpost.
Yeah. And they got their ass handed to them big time, and it cost two people's lives. That's a hard pill to swallow. So it needed him. All of them had to accept that. So
it was more than just costing two lives. I mean, if they were taken out by gunfire, that would have been one thing. But literally, the entire group on their knees, powerless, while two of their own get beat to death by this lunatic. Oh my God! You know what I mean? How do you come to terms with that kind of stuff? And they had to, because they had to start gathering for Negan. They had to start doing his bidding like he demanded.
Yeah, and it was good that we hear
they didn't have a lot of choices.
Rick. And hearing Rick finally talk about it, I was like, oh, okay, I'm glad that he said something, because he really did. I'm still, you can't hear me? Hello? How about now?
Looks like I'm...
How about now?
Love Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, this